Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. I am back from BravoCon, 4 days in Vegas, and to quote the great Elton John, I'm still standing. I am somehow still standing. I break down my BravoCon experience, plus five Yo Adrians, five boxing gloves up, for the Sylvester Stallone documentary that is on Netflix titled Sly. And it has been 1 month since the necrophiliac, raping, murdering terrorist organization named Hamas has taken hostages. All that and more in a brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom. Oh, yeah. Biggity boom. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. I'll say it again. Boom. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff. A.K.A. the inflamed Ashkenazi, A.K.A. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, A.K.A. the raging bullshitter, A.K.A. the gringo Mandingo, A.K.A. the disruptive warrior. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody is feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. As sane as possible. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Feeling good. Feeling safe. Feeling as sane as possible. Ah, man. I really hope everybody's doing good. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport, and I am back. Me and my wife are back from Las Vegas. We went to Vegas. We did BravoCon 2023, and just like clockwork, you never walk out of Vegas feeling quite the same. It is no way, there's no way, no shape, no form that you're going to go into Vegas for 4 days and walk out of there feeling like $1 million. It's just impossible, man. But before I get to Vegas, I got to tell you, I have to change a couple of shows, reschedule a couple of things. I am not performing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend, the 10th and the 11th. I cannot perform in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. My shows in Richmond, Virginia are going to be rescheduled. My shows in St. Louis the following weekend, the 17th and the 18th, are going to be rescheduled. I will be performing again in Jersey, December 1st, December 2nd, December 3rd. I will be performing in Sacramento, the 8th and the 9th. And I will be performing in Pleasanton, Tommy T's, December 15th and 16th. Okay? December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Jersey, December 8th, 9th. In Sacramento, December 15th and 16th, Tommy T's in Pleasanton. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com, but I have to reschedule Richmond, Virginia and St. Louis. I had great shows in Vegas. Shout out to the Rappapack in Vegas. Shout out to my man who helped me get a car early in the morning at the Four Seasons in Vegas. Greeted me by saying dingo. Listen, you come up to me and you say dingo, gringo man dingo. You say disruptive warrior. I know that you listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and you will get the attention that you deserve. Okay? You will get the attention that you deserve. So shout out to my man who helped me early in the morning. Jesus Christ. I had a car that was supposed to come. The car didn't show up. I was like, what the fuck, man? There's no traffic. It's 4:30 in the morning. I mean, there's no traffic. There's no nothing. Okay? If I could wake up at 4:30 in the morning and be there when the car is supposed to be there, you, the driver, when I ask you where you at, I ain't trying to hear your life story, Duke. I ain't trying to hear none of that at 4:30 in the morning. I respect everybody's job. I respect everybody's hustle. But I ain't trying to hear your life story about, this, that, and the third at 4:30 in the morning. Are you here or are you not here, man? If you ain't going to be here within 5 minutes, just tell it to me. Tell it to me straight up and down, man. Shit. But Vegas, man, what a fucking hole. Unbelievable. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Every time I go there, there's more hotels, more buildings, more shopping centers. They were setting up for, what is it called? M1, Formula 1, FS1. There's M1 or Formula 1. There's a race coming up. They're going to race around Las Vegas in cars. And I was talking to a local cab driver, actually. And he's from Vegas. He knows everything about Vegas. He told me that the Super Bowl, which is coming up in Vegas in February 2024, if you could believe that shit, we're right around the corner. Election year and the Super Bowl in Vegas. I mean, just those two things alone are a lot to handle. but F1 brings into Las Vegas $3 billion. The race lasts 2 hours, $3 billion. Obviously, it's the race and everything around the race. He told me they knocked down, you know, outside of Caesar's Palace, they knocked down these ginormous, iconic trees. They took away the statue outside of Caesar's for this race. $3 billion that race will bring into Las Vegas, okay? The Super Bowl only brings in $1 billion, just under $1 billion. Cars zipping by at 220 miles per hour is way more lucrative, way more popular than the NFL. Shocking to me. Shocking to me. Personally, I'm not down with the car racing. I'm not down with cars going fast. I'm not down with any of that shit. I have no interest in car racing, car driving, discussions about cars, 6-power, 8-power, horsepower, whatever the fuck they do. I don't give a flying fuck about none of it. 0.0 is of interest to me. But I was just tripping off of that. But the amount of people that are in Las Vegas just this weekend alone in the Sphere. I drove by that Sphere where U2 is performing, and holy shit, just everything about Las Vegas is just, it's insane. It's just a fucking cash cow and a shit box of just, I only had to walk through the casino once for 5 minutes, and it definitely took a year off my life. If I was going to live to be 92, I am now going to live to be 91 from those 5 minutes that I spent in the casino. But we went to BravoCon, and man, it was, me and my wife, listen, we had a little spat down there because of me. Who the fuck knows? I get crazy. I didn't sleep well. We flew out there, flew on JetBlue Mint. I've never flown in JetBlue Mint. JetBlue Mint ain't bad. JetBlue Mint ain't bad. But we had housewives on the plane. I had Uber from The Real Housewives of New York. I had Teresa Giudice and Louie, respectfully, from Jersey. I had Jen Aiden, Dr. Bill Aiden on my plane. And it was just a bravo up the wazoo from JFK back to JFK. Flight back, Teresa Giudice, Louie, same flight, Jen Aiden, Dr. Bill on the flight. It was Housewives. It was Vanderpump Rules. It was fans. We met them all. We saw them all. We saw them dolled up. We saw them undolled. We saw them getting dolled. You're bumping into them on the elevator. You're bumping into them getting off the elevator. You're bumping into them at the little kiosk in the hotel to get coffee. You're bumping. There's fans. There's panels. There's photographs. Andy Cohen. I'm doing panels. Fans are cheering. They're booing. Not me. They're booing different housewives. And the housewives go from 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. And it was just, it was insane. But I got to tell you something. I hosted a panel in front of 8,500 people. The very last panel. This is on Sunday. This is after 3 days of panels and meet and greets. This is not just for me, just the whole thing. In front of 8,500 people. Bravo is an incredibly popular. Just the fans love it. And they're so invested in the shows. It was incredible to see. It was an incredible event. Overwhelming as fuck. We met them all. We chatted with them all. I met the entire Vanderpump Rules cast. I hosted a panel with Lisa Vanderpump, Tom Sandoval. I did a podcast. I did their podcast. Tom Schwartz, Tom Sandoval, Lala, DJ James Kennedy. We met the handlers, the makeup people, the assistants. Phaedra, formerly of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Didn't see many Real Housewives of Atlanta. Saw my girl Erica Jane, Garcelle, Kyle Richards. It was wild, man. It was a wild, 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 incredible event. But it sucked the fucking life out of me, man. I was drinking Coke, drinking coffee well into the afternoon just to keep my footing. I had a show at 11:30 p.m. Now, listen, I was jet lagged as fuck. That flight from New York to Las Vegas, don't underestimate that fucking flight. Could have flown to Spain. Could have flown to fucking Spain or Australia or something like that. Japan. It was long. It was challenging, but what a fucking time, man. But Vegas is just, it is not for, whew. You just, you know, you think you're prepared. I'm drinking water. I'm taking vitamins beforehand. It doesn't matter. Vegas cuts through all of that shit. Your golden seal, your clove, your oregano oil, your vitamin B, it zips, zabs, and jabs through all and anything you put in your body, orange juice, B12, it cuts right through all that shit. Somehow, some way, I made it out of there alive. Thank God. Thank God they did daylight savings. They went backwards. I was able to gain an hour of sleep. Not that I slept. But we had a fantastic, fantastic time in Vegas. Although, like I said, definitely took its toll on my mind, body, and soul. But I'm here, goddammit. I am here. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled Kalshi and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com. I got to tell you, the Sly documentary, the Sylvester Stallone documentary called Sly on Netflix. Wow, fucking wee, holy fucking shit. Five boxing gloves up. Five Yo Adrians up. There is a documentary that just came out all about Sylvester Stallone. It's about an hour and 40 minutes, maybe an hour and 95. I'm sorry, an hour and 35 minutes. And it's so good. It's so fascinating. And it really, really, really gives an insight to the artist that is Sylvester Stallone. Obviously, I'm a sucker for a Sylvester Stallone documentary, but it's different than the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary. It's only, obviously, one part. It's not a series, and it doesn't need to be a series. It could have gone, you know, into other things more, but it doesn't. But when I say the artist that is Sylvester Stallone, it really gets overlooked and it's forgotten, and it almost becomes like this sort of mystical, mythical, you know, he made Rocky, he wrote Rocky when he was an unknown actor and he sold it and then he became this big star and the rest is just history. He's truly an artist, and it breaks that down. It breaks down some, as far as Rocky fans, holy fucking shit. As far as us Rocky fans, and there's legions of us, except for the part-time, sometimes co-host of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, Dean Collins. And when I talk to that little fuck, and I'm going to ask him on this podcast, did you watch the Sylvester Stallone documentary? And I'm going to wait to see his answer. Because the Rocky disrespect is, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to him, and it's embarrassing to me. I still don't know if that little fuck has seen Rocky, but they have unseen footage from Rocky, and he breaks down more stuff, more details about the person he was before making Rocky, the person he was while they were making Rocky, and just breaks down, you know, his process as a writer. You know, he's a writer. He wrote a lot. And he obviously wrote Rocky, and he talks about just the making of that film, and he talks about the making of Rambo, and he talks about the making of some of his key films, and just the highs and lows of his career, and wanting to be, get back to, you know, doing things that are personal. And I really related to that on a lot of levels. And, you know, his best work was when it was personal, even things and stuff. In Rambo, you think it's like this, just this guy and his muscles and shooting people. It was more than that. And the reason why it resonated with fans so much is because there was this, these characters that he was able to create, and create again and create again. And just when you think they're dead, he'll continue to create them and dig deeper into them. And I was surprised how honest he was about that. He's fucking nuts. He's totally self-involved, but all great artists are. And if he wasn't self-involved and if he wasn't the biggest fan of himself, we wouldn't have had a great documentary and we wouldn't have the longevity. He has the tenacity. So much of what it takes to be a great artist for such a long period of time is you have to have the tenacity, the urge, the drive, the pull, the ego, the need to continue. And he fucking, Sylvester Stallone, he's going to do it until the wheels fall off. And the way they set up and frame the film, he's moving. Sylvester Stallone himself is moving, physically moving. He's moving from somewhere in Los Angeles, probably Bel Air, Malibu, or fuck, I don't know, Sylvester Stallone land, to Florida. So while they're filming, he's packing up all his shit. So he's finding different things, and he finds these audio tapes from these interviews, you know, right after Rocky, and he's playing them, and that sort of spawns memories. And, you know, he's packing, he's got tons of fucking memorabilia and statues, some of that he's made, and paintings and gifts from fans and all that stuff. And all that stuff is a great sort of blast into the past to get him to describe certain things. And the most revealing thing, and I've looked at, you know, Rocky lunatics like myself, is he really breaks down his extremely dysfunctional, abusive. He had an abusive father, abusive, very abusive. And me being a Sylvester Stallone fan, I didn't know that. And there's some stuff that's like, wow, he had a fucked up life. And most artists seem to have that in one way or another. And him sort of wanting to prove himself and to get approval from his fucked up, abusive father really inspired a lot of his wanting to be loved and wanting to be popular and wanting to be great and wanting to continue to be great. And once he was great, his father still didn't give him, you know, the love and the approval and the acknowledgement that most people want from their parents. Anyway, it's great. It's fast. It doesn't take long. It's, you know, about a guy that is a part of the, shit, popular culture. Talk about fucking American popular culture. Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, Rambo, everything that he's done is a part of American culture. He talks, you know, a nice amount about Copland, making Copland. You kind of see me in the background of a couple of photos they use. That's right. And I was like, fuck yeah, I was in fucking Copland. That shit will never get old. That shit was dope. So, like I said, it's great, it's entertaining, and it's fun, and I cannot wait, although I'm a glutton for punishment, because I know that little fuck hasn't seen Rocky yet, and I know that little fuck, the young shooter, Dean Collins, most likely hasn't seen the Sylvester Stallone documentary, but I highly recommend it. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that I'm recording this podcast on the 1 month. It's been 1 month since October 7th, and it has been 1 month since the slaughter in Israel. It has been 1 month since the murder, the raping, the savage kidnapping of babies. There is a 9 month old baby who is now 10 months old. If that little baby is still alive, children, mothers, brothers, sisters, fathers, friends were kidnapped by these animals in Israel, Hamas, the terrorist organization. It has been 1 month since the anti-Semitism in this country and worldwide has gone to an all-time and somewhat shocking new high. And it has taken over so much of my time, my thoughts, my worry, and so many other people's fear have come to life. And I don't even know where to start, but I first start with the victims who have been killed, the hostages who are still in the hands of animals in tunnels. Hamas is a terrorist organization. Hamas does not want a ceasefire. Hamas considers all the people, all these citizens. They identify their citizens as martyrs. The Palestinian people are under, governed by terrorists, a dictatorship of sorts. They are in an open-air prison of Hamas's choice. Money doesn't go to the people. I know this is a I have done so much research, spending time to understand how dysfunctional this relationship between the Arabs, the Palestinian people, and Israel is. And I know that both sides have responsibility. Both sides must take responsibility. No side of how we got here is clean. I know that. No side of how we got here, historically speaking, since 1948 and beyond that, is clean. I have read, I have watched, I have listened to so many podcasts, documentaries, pieces, and anybody's understanding this knows that this was a mess to begin with. From the war in 1948 to the Six-Day War to this was a mess to begin with. And we can continue pointing fingers. Who's more wrong? Who's not wrong? Who's this, that, and the third? But I can tell you that on October 7th, the savage Hamas terrorist group broke into Israel, and they still have hostages. They still have 220-plus hostages. They need to be freed. There is no ceasefire. Hamas does not want a ceasefire. They consider anyone, children, men, civilians, Gazans that are killed, martyrs. They're sick fucks. There is no ceasefire. They do not want a ceasefire. The terrorist governing group of Gaza does not want a ceasefire. They're not asking for a ceasefire. My suggestion for everybody is to listen, to watch as many different, to read as many different points of view on this, and you will come out confused. But I know in my heart, in my mind, in my gut, I'm not fucking stupid. This was a mess to begin with. This was a mess to begin with. This whole thing has been a mess to begin with. But there was a ceasefire on October 7th. Those hostages must be freed. Those hostages must be released. I wish there was a way to paraglide all the innocent civilians of Palestine. And there's a lot of innocent ones, and there are a lot of radicalized people on both sides. But there are radicalized. Why do you think Egypt does not? Listen, you don't have to listen to me, the dingo. I'm no expert. Do some research. Here's the three things that I listened to just yesterday. I spent 2 hours listening to a guy named Tim Kennedy on Joe Rogan. Go listen to Tim Kennedy on Joe Rogan. Very interesting guy, very smart guy. He's a Green Beret. He's a UFC fighter. He's one of these guys who jumps out of planes. He shoots bow and arrows. He drinks coffee. He fucks people up, and he is a Green Beret. Listen to him. Go listen to him on Joe Rogan. It's a new episode. Also, I just listened to on The Daily. There's an episode of The Daily from a few days ago. The episode is titled 1948. okay? Listen to those things. And go listen to Call Me Back, the Call Me Back podcast with Dan Senor, S-E-N-O-R. There's an episode I just listened to yesterday called Understanding Israel's Battlefields. This is a messy, 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 messy fucking situation. It's been messy since its inception. And the people of Israel have been protesting before this against Netanyahu. The people of Israel have been protesting against the government of Israel because the people of Israel have problems, have strong, strong feelings and problems and arguments against Netanyahu and Israel. But if you think anybody is okay with hostages, a fucking slaughter, murder, rape that took place on October 7th and going to excuse that, you're out of your fucking mind. Nobody would excuse it. Nobody should excuse it. And I know a lot of innocent people in Gaza have been killed, and that is horrifying also. They're saying 10,000 people. I don't believe it because you cannot believe anything that comes out of Gaza because the governing body is terrorists. They're terrorists. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they rape, they kill, they murder babies. And of course, you're saying, Mike Rapp, what about what Israel is doing? They lie, they cheat, they steal, they have hostages. I know. Listen, you know where I stand. I stand on the side of peace and I stand on the side of returning the hostages. There ain't going to be a ceasefire. And all you miserable poster ripping, mentally ill, sick fucks, keep ripping the posters down, you creep cocksuckers. You miserable motherfuckers, keep ripping them down. We're going to keep putting them up until they're fucking freed and released. But don't come to me throwing some little quote that you heard here, your quote that you heard there. The people's champ, Hillary Clinton, everybody used to love Hillary Clinton. She says Hamas are fucking savages. She says Hamas are terrorists. You used to love Hillary. Now you don't like her. Old man Bernie, he says a bunch of different things. But at the end of the day, everybody knows Hamas is a fucking bunch of miserable, raping, terrorist, creep, cock suckers. I'm done. I am done. I came, I saw, I disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me at her with something real. But most importantly, take me at her with something real funky. It's I Am Rappaport's Stereo Podcast. Out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.